Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this Christmas morning meditation and application to our daily faith life is found recorded in the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verses 7 to 10. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." Your watchmen shall lift up their voices. With their voices they shall sing together, for they shall see eye to eye. When the Lord brings back Zion, break forth into joy, sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem. The Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. So far, sermon text. In Christ Jesus, whose birth is the good news we proclaim this morning, dear fellow redeemed. Beautiful feet. That sounds like an awfully funny description for the messengers of God. And yet that's exactly what the Lord is saying to the prophet Isaiah when he writes, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news." Isaiah singles out feet as an object of praise because it's by means of feet that messengers come to bring to the people messages. The picture in our text this morning is really quite exciting. The messenger hasn't gotten close enough to tell the message. He's up on the mountaintops, but he's coming. He's running towards the city. And when you see him running. And as you see him running, you see he's running, and you can tell he's running to tell a good news message. As he gets closer, we become more excited. What's the message he's going to tell us? As you watch, your senses tingle. Your eyes look intently as you gaze into the distance, and your ears listen carefully for the slightest of sounds. And then you hear it. The messenger's been running. He's coming down the mountain, yet he's so excited, he cries out with his first message. Good news! He continues to run. He gets to the bottom of the mountain. He now hits the valley. He stops, takes a breath, and cries out, "Peace!" He runs a little further into the middle of the valley, getting closer to the city. He calls out, "Good tidings!" He's now approaching the wall of the city, and he cries out, "Salvation!" As he runs to the gates of the city and into the courtyard itself, he cries out again, "Your God reigns." And the watchmen on the towers and on the walls pick up the good news, and they too lift up their voices, and together from all parts of the city tell the people, "The God of your salvation, the God of peace, is coming back to Zion." But not only will the people hear this good news, they'll also see it. They'll see their salvation, their peace, the good tidings, their God reigning. They'll see it with their very own eyes. Their God's grace, mercy, and power will be so evident that they won't just have to hear about it. They'll see it, they'll know it's happening. We read again verses 7 and 8 of our sermon text. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." Your watchmen shall lift up their voices. With their voices they shall sing together, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord brings back Zion. Do these words remind you of the words of our Christmas gospel this morning? There we also heard from messengers. Angels. For the word angel means messenger, one who brings a message. And indeed, they have beautiful feet. The beautiful feet of these holy, heavenly messengers who proclaimed to the shepherds and to all the world on that Christmas night, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And they concluded their message by proclaiming, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Good news, peace, good tidings, salvation, your God reigns. The watchman from Israel, on that particular night, were the shepherds, lowly shepherds who are keeping watch over their flocks. They heard the message, they heard the good news, and with believing hearts, they ran to see God's grace in action, God's love in person, in the very person of that little baby born and laid in the manger named Jesus. And when they had seen him, they were true watchmen. They made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. They told all whom they saw as they went back to their flocks. What a beautiful picture Isaiah draws for us. But in the next verse, he draws another word picture. Even though it was 100 years before the destruction of Jerusalem, Isaiah writes as if it already has taken place. And he calls upon the ruins of Jerusalem to shout and sing forth songs of joy and praise to the Lord, because he comforts them and he will redeem them. We read verse 9. "Break forth into joy. Sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem." Because of their sins and unbelief, the Israelites sold themselves into slavery in Babylon. They were taken captive. But God, like the Old Testament kinsman redeemer, brought them back from captivity, brought them back from slavery, redeemed them. Isaiah writes, "The Lord has made bare his holy arm." We use the same phrase today. God rolled up his sleeves and went to work and did something remarkable. Remarkable for his people in the eyes of all the nations. He set them free. He brought them back to the promised land, so the whole world, all the world, could see his deliverance, his salvation. Do these words also remind you of what we've been hearing this morning? That we, all of God's creatures, sold ourselves into the slavery of sin, death, Satan, and hell. We were taken captive by death, by the devil, by our sins. But Jesus came into this world, our nearest relative, and he is a kinsman redeemer, our kinsman redeemer, came to buy us back. He came to redeem us out of the hands of the devil. That's why he was born as a baby, as a human being, like you and me, to be one of us, to take our place, and to fight our battle. Jesus rolled up his sleeves and went to work. He obeyed his Father's commandments perfectly in thought, word, and deed. He purposefully set his face toward Jerusalem and toward the cross, for he declared, "For this cause, this reason I was born, and for this cause, this reason I have come into the world." He went to the cross as our substitute sacrifice, to pay for all of our sins and our guilt, to make restitution for our sins by dying upon the cross, by being damned for every one of us. The punishment we deserved was laid upon him. And then he rolled up his sleeves once more, and he conquered death by rising back to life and assuring all of us who believe in him of a resurrection to everlasting life. Good news, peace, good tidings, salvation, our God reigns. Even though all of this took place far off, many, many miles from here, and many, many, many years ago, the messengers, starting with the angels and the shepherds, have made Jesus' birth, life, death, and resurrection known to the whole world. And the Lord Christ has performed his mighty deliverance in the eyes of all nations, and all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Last night in our Christmas Eve service, we saw precious, beautiful little feet come before us. and our children's voices proclaimed good news, peace, good tidings, salvation. Our God reigns. Today, as your messenger, as your called watchman, I've got good news for you. Good news for your ears to hear. For to you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Good news for your eyes to see. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger. Good news for your mouth to share and to tell others. You can be the shepherds and tell others, I have seen the Lord. I have seen the Christ. He is God in human flesh and blood. The Lord Jesus, who is born in Bethlehem, laid in a manger. He has come to save me and you and all people from their sins, to give us everlasting life. Come, hear. Come, see. We too, with swift, beautiful feet, will run and proclaim good news, peace, good tidings, salvation. Our God reigns. Christmas demonstrates God's love and mercy. For what else would prompt God to send His Son into this earth to die for us but His undeserved love? The message of Christmas is awesome. The message of Christmas is love-filled. It is a message to be proclaimed to all, far and near. God has called me to run with this message and to proclaim it to you as your watchman, as your shepherd. And He's called you to listen to this message and then to proclaim it to others. To also run with that message and tell them, all of us sinful human beings have been purified, have been cleansed from our sins and declared righteous in Christ. Our eyes have seen the Lord's salvation, which He prepared before the face of all people. May the Lord let us depart in peace from this, His house of worship this morning, eager and zealous to spread this message as we run the race of life that the Lord has laid before us. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds centered in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.